January 13. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. John 12:32. Here the Lord speaks of his death and his victory over death. Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone, but if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. John 12:24. Now this is a simple and wonderful truth, which does not require any education or Bible knowledge to understand. All of us have seen the grain of wheat dying and bringing forth much fruit. One grain of wheat with good soil and water can produce about 5,000 grains. Again, if you sow these grains the next year and go on sowing what is produced for 5 years, you will have a whole long goods train full of grain. The Lord Jesus Christ is that grain of wheat. He died to bring many sons into his heavenly glory and to fill the whole heaven with those sons. All that power was released for you and me, when he died and was buried, and rose again. If a grain of wheat has so much power in it, how much more the Creator, the Lord Jesus Christ? No man could touch him. When they came to him in the Garden of Gethsemane, John 18:4, 6, 7, our Lord said, Whom seek ye? They replied, Jesus of Nazareth. And he said, I am he. As soon as they heard that, they went backward and fell down. They were afraid to touch him. He gave himself up, that we may be more than conquerors. He did not die as a martyr. He gave himself up to bring into us the highest power in the whole universe, and that power is now being offered to you. Has that power come into you? Does it work in you? Are you being raised higher and higher with the same power every day? Do you find yourself rejoicing in suffering, persecutions, trials and poverty? Weeping Christians have no right to be called Christians. God's word says, If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Romans 8-9, again, Whosoever believeth in him, have everlasting life. John 3:16. God has promised these sevenfold tribulations, temptations, trials, famines, sword, suffering and persecution, to show in us his power and victory that while others start crying and weeping, we can be more than conquerors.